we have to say right off the bat, what the fuck? And first of all, are you okay? RL, are you okay? And what the fuck?
They're gunning for you.
For the people that don't know, just after I released the Coates article, I fucked around and got hit by a car in a hit and run. You know, Coates got shooters out here. He got hitters, man. He's not playing.
So you got hit. You were in a hit and run. You were a pedestrian and someone just swiped you with a car.
All right. All jokes aside, like I had to go to Cook County, right? Because I'm broke as fuck. And I went into Cook County. This shit, I've been to the ER before, but people actually died there. Like you hear, like I've seen on TV, like where they notify a family that their loved one or friend has passed. Dude didn't make it. They notified his family. His family was like, no, he a bitch. Let me back there. Like, I don't understand what that was. I don't know why he was yelling that, but I was not the only one kind of shook by that, because the dude next to me was like, hey, doc. And then he says, I'm OTG. And I was like, OTG? Like the Chief Keef shit? Oh, my God. Like he was like, I'm in a gang. I'm OTG. And like, am I safe here?
I think, you know, it's important to mention about Coates and this book is that this book was an absolute sensation. It was, you know, received glowing reviews from pretty much every quarter. And, you know, maybe you might disagree with me, but like, I think Coates is a talented writer in a way. And I think he's very good at, you know, wringing sort of pathos out of the stories he tells. But like, why do you think that his kind of this kind of analysis and this book in particular is so easily and well received? Is it because it essentially throws its hands up and tells a, you know, white audience that racism is basically unfixable and it's a problem of their souls rather than of, you know, politics and material relationships in our society?
What is legally possible to like deal with issues of racism today is so narrow. Like anti-discrimination law is pretty much, it was invented for black people. It was invented to cover racism, and it's at its limits. It's just a question of enforcement at this point, but there's not a whole lot more that people are going to be able to get. Whereas for like transgender rights, they're not covered by anti-employment discrimination law, for example. And so there's a lot more room for there to be legal reforms in that domain than for race, right? So in a sense, like, because we've reached the limit of like liberal technocratic top-down reforms, you have to, in a certain way, acknowledge the question, the materialism question, this issue of Marxism, this issue of like, what are the actual relations that are producing these things, which Coates does on the one hand. But on the other hand, like there's still this unshakable attachment to technocratic liberalism in the sense of like, okay, if we have rigorous anti-discrimination laws, if we have an authority system that recognizes certain injuries, this is still carrying over the kind of legal doctrine or mindset around there's an injury, so there's a remedy, specific acknowledgement of the injury is attached to the remedy, whatever. It's still all of that kind of technocratic liberal thing, even though we've reached the limit of basically what those types of reforms can produce.